Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
National Livestock, they've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
It's the 36th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 2nd at the Atoka Livestock Auction in Atoka, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at noon and features 100 breeding-age bulls, both limousine and limb flex. The sale is being managed by American Cattle Services. For more information, call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652 or go to the website www.americancattleservices.com for more information and an online catalog. www.americancattleservices.com. Well, look for cattle futures to open moderately lower this morning. Check by follow-through selling and technical defensiveness. The hog contract should open on a firm basis thanks to residual buying interest and firming carcass value. Now, cattle buyers could slowly start to surface today earlier than normal thanks to the need to wrap up procurement chores before breaking for Thanksgiving. Expect live bids to start at about 117 to 118 in our part of the country. That's about $3 to $4 below asking prices. Yet both these starting points may depend upon the board's ability to stabilize. Guess is that significant trade volume will probably be delayed until sometime tomorrow. The hog buyers seem likely to resume trading today with bids steady to a dollar lower. Processing margins remain quite attractive, so packers will be looking for ways to make up for holiday downtime. At this time, the Saturday kill should be as large as about 340,000 head. The hog future should open a bit higher, supported by residual buying interest and appreciating carcass value. Short covering and positive trade news was enough to give corn prices a small lift yesterday. Soybeans, meantime, held steady for much of the day, finishing down less than 0.1% by the close. The wheat prices retreated as the U.S. dollar climbed and export worries crept back into the conversation. The wheat prices were tripped up by meager export volume news and a firming of the U.S. dollar, with most prices falling between 1.3% and 1.5%. December Chicago wheat prices fell 5.25 cents. Closing at 422 yesterday. December Kansas City futures dropped 6.25 cents, closing at 427.75. Minneapolis spring wheat prices also took a tumble, with December futures falling about 7.75, closing at 625.75. Corn prices went higher for the second straight session on minor U.S. harvest rain delays and a round of short covering. Gains were modest. December futures finished 2 cents higher. And on the soybeans yesterday, those prices nearly recaptured overnight losses, with January futures losing a half penny, closing at $6.90. We'll check futures in a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, December live cattle down 175, 117.10. February down 165, 123.02. January feeder cattle down about 217, 149.55. March down 207 at 148.05. December hogs up 137, 62.02. And the February hogs up 140 at 68.47. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, December down 6 cents, 416. March down 5.75 at 433.75. Chicago wheat, December down 5.25 at 422, and the March down 5 cents, 438.5. December corn up 2 cents, 345, and the March up 1.5, 356.5. January soybeans down a half penny, 990. March down a quarter at 1001.25. December cotton up 31, 71.68. March up 3 at 7087. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.